أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. In the previous ayat, Allah explained of the Bani Israel, those people who accepted Islam, like Abdullah ibn Salam, who was one of the leading rabbis, but he saw the truth and he was sincere and he accepted Islam, and others who were similar to him, though they were small in number. So Allah says the balance who did not believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not accept him as the Rasul of Allah ta'ala, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, وہ لوگ جو کافر ہے, those people who denied and did not believe, and the reason for them not believing was their pride and that they will lose their worldly benefits, especially their rabbis who they had the support of the public. Now if they had to tell the public that their religion is cancelled, Judaism, and they must accept Islam, then they will lose the support of the people. That they were worried about. So, and their pride and also their jealousy. Those who did not worry about it, they accepted Islam. But those who worried and they wanted those things, and those were the things that they were worried about, Allah says, لَن تُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. ہرگز کام نہ آوے گی ان کو ان کے مال اور نہ اولاد اللہ کے آگے کچھ. That all these things, what they are worried about, these things are not going to help them at all in front of Allah Ta'ala. They worried of their popularity is not going to help them by Allah Ta'ala. They are worried of the support of their people, the support of the people will not help them by Allah Ta'ala. So what they are worried about are stupid things which are of no avail to them and no help. Why a person must worry about what his position will be in front of Allah Ta'ala. And he must not worry about the dunya things. But this is only by the tawfiq of Allah. Otherwise people give much more preference to dunya's things. Abu Lahab himself, Abu Talib, at the time of his death, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented the kalima to him, and his own people, the Quraysh, they told him, how can you accept it? You have to follow the religion of your forefathers. And right on his deathbed, when he knew the truth, he said that, أخترت نار على الآر. I have chosen the fire of Jahannam, but I won't want my people to speak bad about me. So much he was worried about the people, but that's not going to help him at all. And the fire of Jahannam, when it will reach a person, then a person will know what his condition is. So these people, they are worried of this, of the things that are not going to help them at all. So in all our matters, this is not only for them, for us also, daily we are faced with situations. Fajr time, and we have perhaps sleep overpowers us, and we don't want to come for Fajr. At that time, give preference to Fajr. Don't give preference to our sleep. Or anything else also, when we are busy with our work, Zohar time. A very good customer came in and is going to buy quite a bit of goods, and Adhan goes at the same time. There we are also tested. Are we going to give preference to those goods and the selling and that customer, or are we going to give preference to the command of Allah Ta'ala? The wife wants to buy some clothing which has got some murat on it, which is not permissible. And we love the wife, we don't want to upset her also. Or she wants to buy for the children. At that time, what are we going to give preference to? Will we give preference to the command of Allah, or will we make her happy and try and just cover it up in some way? So in all matters, we also have to see that we give preference to the commands of Allah Ta'ala over our worldly connection, and these things won't help us at all on the day of Qiyamah. It is what we have sacrificed for Allah that will help us. Then further Allah says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, اور وہی لوگ رہنے والے ہیں آگ میں دوزخ کی. And these are those people who are going to stay in the fire of Jahannam. And our gunas, as mentioned before, persistence on guna. and continuously making guna and no tawbah and istighfar. And when we transgress the limits of Allah Ta'ala, this finally, Allah protect us all, leads to kufr then. We must not think any guna is small, and we don't worry about a guna, but the small, small tweaks make a big fire. Small, small gunas make the big guna of kufr. So we should be very careful, make tawbah of our gunas regularly, and don't go beyond the limits in committing our gunas. Remain within the limits, remain in the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Hum fiha khalidun. Dozakh ki wo us aag mein hamesha rahenge, and they will stay in the fire of Jahannam forever. And we should not take the fire of Jahannam as a five letter word, Jahannam, but there is a reality to it. For example, in one place Allah Ta'ala says, idil aghlalu fi anaqihim wassalasil. When, remember that time when these people of Jahannam, there will be the collars put around their necks. That is, they would such a around their neck that they can't move their head in any way whatsoever. It will be stiff, tightened in one direction, and they will be tied up in chains. Idil aghlalu fi anaqihim wassalasil yushabuna fil hamir. And then the hamir, then they will be dragged in boiling hot water. Yeah, we can't take one drop of boiling water. What, just the steam of boiling water, we can't take that also. And there they will be dragged in that boiling water. Thumma fin nari yusjarun. And then they will be thrown headlong into the blazing fire of Jahannam. Can anyone even just think about it? And we mustn't think about other people. If we keep on committing gunas, and one guna leads to another, a small guna brings a big guna, and finally may Allah protect us if we go into kufr and our iman is lost, and shaitan works in such a way that we will be still happy I got iman, but in fact there will be no iman inside. It will be just the name of iman. And a beautiful example of this is given, like you have shops, the windows of the shops where they do window dressing, and they advertise what they got in the shop. They say, we have got this in the shop, that in the shop, etc. So you go in the shop, but you find there it's a drug den where they are selling drugs. Outside they were showing they are selling clothes, they are selling shoes, etc. But when you went inside, you found something else is happening there inside. So like that, we must not be fooled with our outside dressing of kurta and beard and topi. But inside the heart, we are watching porn all the time. We are involved in other types of guna. So we are just giving a window dressing that we are pious people. A woman wears her burqa, etc. But what's in her heart? The love of the ways of the kuffar, their passions, their lifestyle, then that is very, very dangerous. So we must be very careful. We must not just be fooled with this outward looks of ours, and we think we are all right. What is going to count will be what is in the heart. وَحُسْرِنَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. And that will be taken out, what is in the heart. That is going to count in the qabr. We must 100% have proper Islamic dressing, but we must not deceive ourselves and not deceive other people that we are very pious people, and we got a turban also, we got zulfa also, like we look very pious, but inside there is something else. We can imagine how terrible we will feel when a shop is advertising that we are selling groceries and cheaper than other shops, etc. But when we go inside, we find the most horrible things happening there. We'll see how these people deceived us. And just like that, if we are deceiving people with our outward dressing, and inside there is something else. So that Allah Ta'ala warns us in this ayat, and let us remember that this outward connections of ours are not going to help us. What is in the heart and what we are, that is going to count on the day of Qiyamah. The amount of umrahs we make, and the amount that we have connection with pious people, etc. But inside we got something else, all that won't help us. If we, what is in our inside, that is what is going to count. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness.